This week on the Glass Cannon Podcast.
The Wigger is back!
No!
A hated foe returns to menace the party.
The Wigger!
By the power invested in me by the city of Trunau and the divinity bestowed upon me by the grace of Torag, I sentence you to death.
And old habits return as well.
I trust in my die rolls, though I shouldn't.
Oh, no.
But the heroes will hold nothing back.
Come at me. Come at me.
As they seek their revenge.
We don't know your backstory, you dumb witch.
The adventure continues now.
Oh, you frightened me, sneaking up on me like that. I'm only kidding. I'm immune to fear. Good day to you, listener. My name is Sir Willamette Keswick. I am the youngest son of Emmett Keswick, the Earl of Highbury, and I've been asked to tell you my backstory. It is long, quiet, and spectacularly uneventful. So settle in. In order to tell it right, we must start with the birth of my great-great-grandfather. Okay, that's enough of that. What's going on, everybody? It's me, Joe, and I'm here to say thank you, as always, for joining our little game. After Skid's inspiring performance at the start of last week's episode, I thought that I could do an adequate follow-up, but, well, it's just silly. Maybe one of these days, but today is not that day. I've just got a couple quick things, a business announcement and then a little personal anecdote, a short one, I promise you. And then we're going to get you off that cliff where Troy so viciously left you hanging last week. The original GCP t-shirt sale is over. For those of you that bought t-shirts, you made a terrific choice. You've got yourself a first generation original GCP t-shirt. That can only happen once. So we seriously appreciate your support and hopefully you'll all be receiving your t-shirts within the next 2 weeks or so. And then, real quickly, I just want to tell you a quick personal story. So bear with me for a second. My office in Manhattan recently moved when my company merged with a couple other ones. As a result of the merger, the office is much bigger now, and it's just sort of a giant maze. When the IT guys came in to set up the network printers, they elected to name them after places in New York in order to make them more easily identifiable. There's Times Square, Battery Park, Hell's Kitchen, et cetera, et cetera. And there's literally about 40 of these printers throughout the office. So my IT guy comes into my office and he's like, I got to link your computer to the nearest printer. And I'm like, all right, go ahead. And so he goes, okay, let's see. And he clicks through and he's like, you're going to be using Lexington. Can you believe that? At the time, I was like, cool. Thanks, man. And inside, I was like, I am Sir Willamette Keswick, son of Emmett, Earl of Highbury, and this is my trusted steed, Lexington. I try to imagine what the reaction would be to that, and I come up with nothing. Though, being an IT guy, he probably has experience dealing with the most bizarre people and interactions, so he probably would have handled it in stride. Anyway, I thought you guys would appreciate that. And now, we're going to return to the scene from last week's cliffhanger. Della embraces the woman she believes to be her mother. And from across the clearing, the rest of us see this creature's form slowly change into a familiar likeness. It's a Wigger! Oh, just ridiculously insane. This is going to be a tough session. So, to get us started, ladies and gentlemen, to begin the slaughter, I give you the one and only Troy LaValle.
I love a moment in a game where characters get surprised. That, to me, is one of the best things. When I see on your faces, like, oh, my God. Then I feel like, okay, I'm doing something right for them to be so invested. I mean, when you're, the look on your face. I mean, Matthew was shaking. You know, when I said it's a fetchling, da, 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 and to see that happen, to see you guys all like looking at each other, mouth agape.
Yeah, I could barely breathe. Yeah. It's just like trying to keep quiet.
But nothing makes me happier than when I get surprised in a joyful way, like when Della said she drops her scimitar and runs to hug her mom. I was like, yes!
Yeah, I saw the faint little glimmer of orgasm in Troy's eyes when that happened.
God, well,
it's a bit like having your opponent across the table in a poker game just say all in while you're sitting on the nut flush.
But you're just like, but you know, I got him!
But of course she would do that. I mean, like, why would she run at her mom with a flaming scimitar?
Exactly. Look, let me tell you something.
She could have sheathed it.
She could have just sheathed it.
You could have spent the move action.
Clearly, you have never been reunited with your mother after 17 years of not seeing her.
Just an amazing moment. I mean, Iwiga.
I'm just saying, was she a double move away? That's all I'm asking.
Iwiga has now done this twice. Fool me once. Shame on me.
At least I rolled the sense motive.
And you know what? I rolled a 4 on the die. And so I was like, you know, because even if it was your mom, I would still roll the die because it's always good to keep you guys guessing, but I don't want you to metagame like, oh, he's rolling a die, he must be an enemy. But I rolled the die, I rolled a 4 on the die, and I was like, and then I looked over to Wigga's sheet, plus 26 to bluff.
Oh my God.
I'm like, you're 100% sure it's your mom.
Oh, baby.
Drops her scimitar, runs in. Now, Skid, I know that from the past, Iwiga is your favorite creature we've ever faced.
I loved the first time so much. I'm so glad that we get to do the whole thing all over again.
That is the most heavily edited episode. Iwiga, please. There were fist fights I had to cut out. I mean, so much. This combat is just ridiculous. How do you walk up these mounds? They're straight stalactites. Oh, my God.
I really also want to compliment Matthew on his bravery, because a few episodes ago, I tried to try on a pair of magical boots during a combat because I thought that would be the best way to do it.
Yeah, I know. I still love that image of you.
Everyone is dying of poison around him. The creature is up. He's like, I'm going to try on those boots.
Like, I'm going to run over and change my shoes.
Della's coughing up blood, but my dogs are killing me.
Dogs are barking.
I thought he was like sitting on that little bench that like they have in shoe shops with the clown thing on it.
There's like a little
mirror, a little angled mirror on the floor.
He whips a shoehorn out of his hat. He's like, ooh.
Like, Nestor, can you see if they have a size 11?
How's that the toe? Do you have room in the toe?
Stand up. Walk around.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's just so cool. And honestly, this is straight out of the adventure path. If Iwiga escapes, she chases down the PCs and encounters them again, maybe outside the tomb of Nargrim Steelhand, when they come out of the tomb with their allies, the Nargrimkins. In this case.
So she was either in disguise in Trunau or camped like outside of Trunau.
Yeah.
So, 'cause that was all before we were in Trunau.
Right. So she followed us back on the boats, I guess. Like
alter self, man. She could have been at the council meeting.
I think
she could have been one of the Catherine Zeta Jones.
She could have been Tom Exposition.
I knew you were gonna say that.
That's good. That's better.
She could have placed some magical tracking beacon on Della while she was embedded in that tree all that time in the Vault of Thorns. Like she had every opportunity to do some weird scrying technique the same way Brander could look in on Galabras.
Well, I said it on Cannon Fodder last week. When she escaped, she has a ability known as tree shape. She turned into a tree in that arboretum.
Oh.
And so when you guys exited, she was just a tree.
She followed us out.
And then she followed you out.
Wow.
I knew we should have burned down the entire forest.
She followed us on the garbage dump.
And now here we are. So Matthew, I have to ask you. I mean, I'm sure you're always cautious of me because I'm evil, but there had to have been a party that really believed that this was it. This was Della's moment to reunite with her mom.
Yeah, I was shaking because I was trying to remember the details of the backstory that I wrote so long ago. I was like, oh God.
While live on air.
My email real quick.
What's her name? I don't even know her mom's name.
No, I mean, I was with you. Actually, the moment I knew you were lying, even though Della didn't know, was when you said her father was alive.
Yeah, and I did that on purpose because it's, you know, that should have given you a little clue, but also the miss could be false.
Lie.
You know, but it was enough just... It's just so fucking cool because I could picture this scene. Grant, you said off the air, like, we'd love to have that scene with the Ettercaps in the aspen leaves, that battle happening. You want to see this. You want to see, Umlo helping Willamette into the armor and Della just rushing to the, as this beautiful woman's face is turning into a green hag and a mountainscape is coming out of her back. Whoa. As a hunchback. Like, can somebody draw this, please?
Yeah.
Well, we need to hire
Willamette's doing, is standing in front of Lexington in his new armor. Hey, how do I look? And meanwhile, behind him, like, this is unfolding. It's
maybe
awesome.
Maybe the one of the greaves is still forming to his leg.
Yeah.
Or his arm, as the case may be.
Or his arm.
This is a very unique set of armor. Skin. It's ancient.
So here we are. We are right outside of the tomb.
The pauldron shaping to his knee.
Right outside the tomb of Nargrim Steelhand. The way I've placed you here, I had to redraw this map. I redrew the web just because I enjoy drawing webs. You have to the right of the entrance, Baron, Umlo, and Little Will. And then sort of 15 feet away off in the distance is Nestor. And you told me, Skid, as we're going off the air, you would have done this anyways when you saw this woman come out, get ready to draw your bow.
Yeah, I would, like, when I saw her come out of the forest and see her, I was just like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, Nestor has, like, keen senses.
Yeah.
Not every day you see a fetchling.
Right.
Right, like, he's just ready to go.
Yeah. Like, I wasn't aiming at her, but I was just like, I was ready to do so.
And then over here, we'll just draw the dropped scimitar. What's that, 20 feet away from Della?
And Reginald. Ooh.
And Reginald, yep. I'll draw Reginald.
Can you sketch a horse for us real quick?
There you go.
Sounds very realistic. Very lifelike.
Oh, wow.
Look at that, huh? Look at the muscle structure.
I know, the musculature.
In the hind legs. It's really impressive.
You've been working with those dry erase markers, haven't you?
You really drew the genitals. expertly.
Practiced hand.
You guys should check out Troy's Rule 34 page on the Glass Cannon podcast. It's incredible.
So, Della, you are, you know what, 20, 30, 40 feet away from the rest of the party, embracing this woman. And in this moment, you don't even know. It's only when Baron and Willamette and Umlo look over, they see this woman's eyes dart open and the face just start to turn into a green hag. Nestor, roll a perception check.
Okay. 26.
Nestor, as you see this happening and you train your bow on that, you hear in the leaves behind you. And you hear another one coming off in the distance from where Della and the woman is.
Wiggle used to work with a giant. Remember the coven had a giant as their muscle?
What? That's right, the marsh giant.
Oh, yeah.
But in this case, you guys killed the marsh giant.
It's a boar.
So instead, two dire bears come rushing in.
Dire bears?
Oh, my God.
Roll for initiative.
Oh, man. Oh, crap and crutches.
It's a classer pincher move.
Della. Oh, nice. All right. Who am I over 20s?
24 for Della.
Oh, what's your niche bonus?
Plus 7.
I'm 24 also.
Okay, initial bonus?
Plus 9.
Ah, Nestor. All right. Baron, what'd you get?
19.
Willamette and Umlo?
17 for Willamette.
Skid, why don't you play Umlo again this week? Because you really didn't get to stretch his legs that much.
Where's his Inish? Oh, 21.
21?
Yeah.
All right, so that is higher than Baron. Before we get to round one, I think it's more than appropriate to have a surprise round.
Oh, boy.
Let me just replace the pawn with the beautiful Asimir cleric with the green hag.
Oh, hag.
The Wigger is back!
No! Oh, this is not funny. I don't know why you're laughing, Iwiga.
There's no comedy here.
Surprise round. Iwiga, while embracing Della, and Della, maybe you feel that the hug's getting a little too tight.
Will my hands grow around the hump?
Your hands start to extend. It's like one of those things where you see it in the mirror happening, like The Shining, when Jack Jack Nicholson is holding the woman in the tub, and then
I just got chills. I hated that scene.
That's so gross.
She embraces you. The embrace is getting tighter. Your hands are extending away from her, and you feel energy being sent into your body. Roll a fortitude save.
Oh boy.
22.
Ooh.
You pass. Damn it. Okay. Round one, Nestor. Two dire bears, Iwiga and Della embracing.
Okay, so when he hears the bear coming from behind him, he like whips around with and fires two shots from Ojota into it.
Ojota.
Deadly aim. Ojota. And study target as a swift action. 28 to hit.
28 hits.
21 points of damage.
Oh, man. Nestor Coin.
And second shot.
This is
21 to hit.
Hits. He's just...
20 damage.
Delanarn. Mama ain't coming home. What are you going to do?
I would say this is probably, that is probably the most... like... awful thing you could do to Della.
Yep. Hey, you're the one that anointed yourself with demon's blood.
Yep.
You had it coming.
Yeah. Karma.
I bet you Willamette's like, serves her right.
It actually says...
You see, Della? You see what happens?
It says on the warning on the back of the bottle of demon's blood, it says, warning, may cause a fake reunion with your mother and may be attacked by two dire bears.
Seems like a really specific warning.
That's all right. Probably nothing.
Throw caution to the wind.
It's probably nothing.
They have to, so they have to cover themselves.
It's just a lawsuit thing.
There was one case in Des Moines.
Like 25 years ago. Question for you. Mechanics-wise.
Yes.
I want to roll a touch attack, but I'm already touching her. How does that work?
Right. I mean, for the purposes of the game, you just roll the touch attack.
Okay.
Because I
Shocking grasp.
Shocking.
Well, it also provokes, right?
Does it?
Yeah.
It's just a touch attack.
But you have to cast a spell.
I'll roll the cast defensively.
Oh, fail.
Made it.
Damn it.
All right, and touch attack. 19 against touch AC.
That is a hit, my friend. Oh, roll spell resistance. Almost forgot.
Woo, that was close.
Okay, so what do I add my caster level?
Yep, caster level to a d20.
21.
You got it.
All right, 66... 28 points of damage. So she's still hugging her, and she's just like... straight into her back.
And she's still transforming, like her legs are transforming now. She's growing. She went from like 6 feet tall to 5 foot four. She's hunched over. All right.
And then as her move action, she's going to move away and provoke.
Oh.
Well, I'll roll acrobatics. Why not? To move half speed.
Can you do that, acrobatics? That's not a standard action.
Nope.
No, okay.
Natural 19. That's a plus 13, so 32.
And is it CMD? It's just regular.
Just CMD.
You got it. You set him.
Yeah.
What? Right. Really good round for Della.
Yeah. Seriously. Well, she earned it, man. She deserves it.
All right. Walking back towards the scimitar.
Shocking grasps right into her, and then just like dodges and rolls back towards the scimitar.
That's sweet. That would look so cool. Oh, I want to see that happen. Somebody make a movie about this battle.
Let me see here. Baron, what kind of armor are you wearing?
Studded leather, dwarven armor.
Studded leather, dwarven armor. Okay. Ewig's turn. Shoots a wand in the direction of Willamette and Umlo.
Mm-hmm.
Send some sort of spell at them. Both of you roll a will save. A Willamette save.
If you will. 22.
You're all right, Will.
All right. 19 for Umlo.
You sure?
Yeah. Unless it's a... No, because +2 versus spells is a dwarven thing, so... What did I say, 21? 20? 19. You said
19. So 21. Damn it, you're both all right.
All right. Yeah. What was it? What did it look like? I mean, is it like energy or is it fire?
Like for a split second, your armor got a little bit warmer.
Oh that shit.
Oh, God.
All right, it is. And then she is going to just...
Let me guess.
She's going to stay there. Well, no, it would make sense. She's going to move up to Della. Umlo's turn.
All right, Umlo is... Where's Umlo?
He is 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 feet away. I think he only has 20 feet of movement.
Yeah, so he does.
He's got the reach weapon, but he can double move to like get within 10
Oh, he's
10
got
feet.
The... if he's going to get as close as he can, if
he's
he has to...
15 feet away.
He can double move 40 feet.
Right.
So he can get right up on it.
But he wants to, with the spear, he wants to stay 10 feet away, right?
He'll double move to get 10 feet away.
Okay. Boom. Umlo gets up. Up any Wigga's business. Heart spit leveled for next round. Mm-hmm. Baron Berenson.
Baron says, Iwiga! You deceitful, wretched, decrepit old hag. By the power invested in me. By the city of Trunau and the divinity bestowed upon me by the grace of Torag.
Not necessarily in that order.
I sentence you to death.
And he moves to be...
It's not funny.
Not funny
still
at all.
Not, still not funny.
Not
he
funny.
Moves 20 feet towards her.
Uh-huh.
And he... How far away is he from her now? 25?
No, 20 feet away.
20 feet away. He will...
Now, which pistol do you have in your hand? Let's use the honor system there.
I have the double-barreled pistol.
Double-barreled pistol. Okay.
He's going to roll to attack.
All right. You have precise shot?
I do.
Okay. So, I hope you miss and hit double.
That is a 22 to hit against Touch AC.
Nice.
Touch AC, that is a hit.
Yes.
13 points of damage.
Party. Party is good. Sir Willamette Keswick.
Sir Willamette.
Now, Sir Willamette, I have to tell you, in all fairness, you are not mounted right now.
Oh, no, I know. Okay. Yeah, so Sir Willamette is going to spring into action. He's going to immediately, I would assume that he had, I would guess, you know, while he was changing his armor, he probably sets down his lance. His sword is in its sheath, but he sets down his lance. So I imagine him saying, Sheriff, you know this creature. Who is she? And he's going to reach down, grab his lance, mount Lexington, and then move out into the open. And that'll be his turn.
Okay, so he just...
So he's just like mounting, and then he's getting into position so that he can have a clear charge to either bear or her. He doesn't have the ability this round to attack.
Was that three move actions? Picking up the lance, mounting, and...
Mounting is free.
Mounting's free because I'm a badass. Is one move, and
I get Lexington's move.
Okay, so. Great. So you're get out.
I thought that was fair.
All right, yeah, that's good. It's time for the Chicago Bears.
Oh no.
Jay all Cutler right. Coming on the field.
The bear that attacked Nestor charges at Nestor with a claw. Natural 20.
Oh,
the fuck
man.
Out of town.
Neon green John.
Joseph, very close die. To me. You can see behind it. To confirm, 29 to confirm.
Fuck off.
Is it a named dire bear?
It is.
What's his name?
His name is Barry.
Yogi?
It's Barry. No.
Barry Bird.
Barry Bird. All right, so that's just double damage, right?
Yeah.
Max damage.
Jesus Christ.
26 points of damage.
Oh!
26 points
just
of damage.
You just got gored by that thing.
And you don't get the plus 2 to the damage. Okay. Yeah. And we'll attempt to grab 29 to grab Nestor.
Yep.
So it just grabs Nestor.
Oh, my God.
Dire Bear number 2. And just check out the movement speed. Oh, yeah. Charges at Sir Willamette on Lexington and goes to claw Sir Willamette. Oh, natty 17.
Oof.
So that's going to be max damage. Oh. 13 points of damage. Ooh. And attempts to grab Willamette. 27 against CMD.
Grabs Willem.
Oh no. Man!
Oh. Was he grab him off Lexington?
I mean, I think he's grappled.
What was
while
the damage again?
Lexington, 13 damage. Two sixes on the damage. I rolled max damage for against Nestor, max damage against Willeman. So now, Jeepers, one bear comes in, swipes at Nestor, grabs him, another, and really hits Nestor in like a vital area. And then the other one, Sir Will, did you even see that dire bear over there? Probably
oh,
not.
Yeah.
It comes at you. And
I was trying to get battlefield like overall control, look at, be able to see everything.
Grappled.
But I was wide out in the open.
Round two. Nestor Coin.
God, all right. Remind me, how do I get out of a grapple again?
You can do escape artist
or CMB.
Or CMB.
Or CMB, yeah.
Yeah, all right. I'll try to get out with the CMB and no.
All right. Della.
Della's going to take a 5-foot step to be in the same square as her scimitar.
Uh-huh.
But even though you say Awiga came back and she has new powers, but Della has new powers too.
Oh.
She's going to draw her whip.
Yeah.
And cast True Strike on herself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there we go.
Swamp.
She'll stay where she is.
All right. 10 feet away. Draws her whip.
Cast True Strike.
Cast True Strike. It is now Iwiga's turn, and what do I want to do? So many choices.
Oh, my God. The world is your oyster right now.
I mean,
right?
She's cast...
Oh, wait, no. That's true.
Hand off the chess piece.
I could have spell combat.
Oh. You moved...
5-foot step.
Drew the whip as part of the move action?
Yeah, so you can't.
Oh, okay.
Because you cast True Strike.
Yeah.
Well, the casting and the full round... Oh, okay. Drawing 5-foot step and casting a spell would be...
Drawing is the move action.
Ah, okay. Never mind.
It can be as part of you moving,
right,
but if you don't
it's
move,
it's
still
step.
The move action
I
is
can't
used.
Spell combat yeah.
I have missed on every spell I've tried with her. I was really excited about some of these spells. But, you know, sometimes it just doesn't work. Okay, she goes invisible. That's what she does! Umlo! Skids, Umlo!
Well, fuck. Is he within striking distance of that other bear?
The one that's grappling Willamette, for
yeah.
sure.
Alright, he's going to move and... we can take a 5-foot step, right? Can we get a 5-foot step and get within...
I did 10 feet, yeah. So, no, he can only do one attack.
But that puts him within 5. He doesn't need to be within 10, right?
No, that is within 10.
Oh, that is?
No. Yeah.
I do 2 attacks?
No, you can only do one.
Okay. All right, then he stabs at the bear with heart spit. You great furry creature. Go back to the forest. 21.
21 20, hits.
20.
20 hits.
Okay. And, sorry, it's 2d6. Plus
one. This bear has yet to be. Yet.
9 damage.
9 damage.
Yep.
Oh man, if he crits on that bear. Just...
I know. I'm hoping.
Okay. Baron.
Again, Baron, as always, will cast glitter dust in the general area to make her appear.
Typical Baron.
Baron really doesn't know what to do. He remembers that she can go invisible as like at will, so she probably moved. So I can't even like take a shot at her square. So he's going to.
You looked at the side, and Nestor's completely wrapped up in a bear. You looked at the other side. Willamette's totally wrapped up in a bear.
Yeah,
stressful situation.
Well, he knows Willamette. Shit. It's a really tough character choice because he doesn't know who he wants to help.
Mm-hmm.
He is going to have pity on the poor Nestor Coin, even though he has not asked for forgiveness or any type of redemption for what he's done. And he's going to move 20 feet towards the bear.
Cool.
All right, so Baron, seeing Nestor struggle in the arms of this great beast... begins moving towards that.
And
oh,
he's going
to accidentally shoot Nestor.
Going to fire. It's 5, 10, 15, 20. 25 feet away or 20 feet away, the bear?
I think you know it's 25 feet.
All right, so I'm going to...
Oh, wait. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25.
I'm going to... take my penalty outside of my first range increment, and I'm going to target against the bear's regular AC.
Hope you don't miss.
Me too.
For fuck's sake. I am all up in this thing.
Wait, are we
shooting at me? No, he's shooting at me.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, to be fair, he is a much bigger target than me, but...
come on. So 21 to hit.
That hits.
Nice.
And that is 9 points of damage.
9 points of damage. This bear, you know, thankfully Nestor got those first two shots in. Now you've done significant damage and you're chipping away. But Nestor and Willamette are in bad shape. Speaking of Willamette.
I can't think of anything else. He's going to release the lance and attempt to break the grapple. Like, I don't know what else he can do.
You can attack at a minus two.
No, I have to have a light weapon. He doesn't carry light weapons. He's a knight. Oh, I have a long sword, so he's gonna try to break free.
Okay.
So here we go. Huge CMB for Willamette. Natural two.
Oh, no.
Son of a bee!
No.
Joe's gonna roll.
Joe's gonna roll.
Get ready for that two. Joe's gonna
Damn.
I've never been in this situation before, so I don't know what to do. Does Lexington stay under me? I mean, I'm going to hold him there, I guess.
Yeah, I don't...
The bear is focused on me, so I don't think Lexington's in immediate danger.
Is there a combat maneuver for the bear to attempt to dismount you?
He could try to move me.
Yeah, that's one of the things you can do. If I maintain the grapple, I can move myself and the grappled creature up to, you know,
your speed, half your speed, I think.
Just rips this halfling out of the saddle.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can. If I maintain the grapple, I can either inflict damage or move them. Bear number one on Nestor goes to maintain the grapple at a plus five to its CMB. I don't know. 22.
If I wasn't drained, if my strength wasn't drained, I would have been able to break it, but that gets me.
That baleful gaze.
Yeah.
10 points of damage is just wrenching the claw into Nestor's skin.
I'm in very bad shape. This fucking hag, she always, not only does she just suck generally, but she always gets us at the worst possible time.
Yes.
You know?
Oh my god, if you guys hadn't rested, just come out like, we'll just go to the nearest town and get restoration magic.
Yeah.
TPK.
Yeah.
Yep.
Not that that's not going to happen.
Right.
Yeah.
But at least it would have been.
It'll still happen.
It's not guaranteed. Okay. So what is bear number two going to do? Well, obviously, he's going to attempt to maintain the grapple and rip Willamette off of Lexington.
Oh, man.
Natty 17. Just maintains, doesn't do damage, just rips Willamette off of Lexington.
Oh, my God.
So now Lexington is on the board as his own piece. That is cool. Shades of lore. Yeah. You just maintain the grapple and put you in a catapult.
So now he's just little, his legs are kicking in the air.
It's like, and the bear's got him in his claws.
He's going to say, Lexington, run!
Round three, Nestor Coin.
All right.
And critically wounded by the dire bear.
So he's going to drop on Jota. And with quick draw, he's going to take out his short sword stab it twice.
Oh, I like that. So what is it? Minus two to attack as you're grappled?
Yep. 23 to hit.
That is a hit. I can just picture this.
Think you can do a full attack.
Can I? Why not?
I think as one of the actions you can do as a standard action is try to attack with a light weapon.
Oh, well, 8 damage.
Okay, 8 damage. I mean, you could end up, if Baron saves you, you guys could do enough damage if it doesn't kill Nestor in the process. Delinarn, your mom is gone.
Well, she was never here.
Any wig is invisible. Your fake mom is gone.
So Del doesn't want to waste the effects of this True Strike spell.
Right.
So she's going to step up and try to, and roll to whip the bear holding Willamette and try to trip the bear with True Strike. She's gonna tame that bear.
All right, so that, what do you get, 10-foot reach on that?
15.
1, 2, 3. Plenty of room.
So and you also take, the bear gets like a plus 6 bonus or plus 8 bonus or something because it has 4 legs. Now, is it being...
It's only it's standing right now.
Is it standing-ish and holding Willamette in two claws?
Or is it like have it in his mouth?
Right, in his mouth.
Oh, I picture it like it clawed you off to the ground.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Like so he's on all fours right now.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
a it's got really you. Hard trip check.
Yeah.
All right. Plus 20.
Well, it...
So it's a 32.
32.
I'm so disappointed.
So I get a...
That was a natural 4.
Oh. Still.
So what do I get? I get a bonus because of my extra legs?
It should already be baked into your character.
Yes, you do. Oh, God.
It should give you a special thing that
oh,
says,
just plus 2. That's it. Plus 2 to the DC if the creature has more than 2 legs. Oh, no. Plus 2 for each additional leg. Plus so it's plus 4.
It's plus 4, and you got a 32.
Yeah.
So it's plus 4 to its CMD.
Yeah.
You trip it.
Yeah!
You trip the dire bear.
Yeah.
All right, so...
So what happens to the grapple?
The grapple is maintained, and now they're both on the ground. But yeah, the bear is down. Bear down! Bear down!
This is insane.
So Del just runs over with the whip and just like... Whoosh, and yanks a leg out from under it.
I love this. They have their little religious differences at this moment, but... Helping
they're
each other
working
out.
Together.
Well, you know, each the, other. She's just helping Willamette.
Yeah. All right, Iwiga's turn.
Yeah.
Still don't see her. Umlo.
Umlo is gonna stab twice at the bear. That's
And it's minus 4 to the bear's AC.
Because I'm prone?
Yeah.
And grappled. And you have the grappled condition too, right?
Yeah, so it's minus 4 to dex.
Let's go of my little friend, your ursine menace.
I love how Umlo's gotten progressively Scottish as this episode has gone on.
Sean Connery.
Yeah, a little known fact, all Skid's dwarves are Scottish.
They are. 20 to hit.
20 hits. I'm grappled and prone.
And 12 damage.
Beautiful.
Stab again. I said let him go. 16.
16 to hit?
Yep.
It hits now because he's on the ground.
Nice. Ooh, 15 damage.
Oh,
nice.
Man.
Just stab it at this thing.
I'm like,
just putting down a rabid animal.
Yeah, with a steel hand.
Let's go of my knight. Okay. It is now Baron's turn.
Baron takes a 5-foot step in, and he quickly takes 3 shots at the bear if he lives through them all.
Oh, yeah. This bear is so dead.
Fuck this bear. I like this relationship with Baron and Nestor. Like, Baron is a man of law and order, but once Nestor was released, he trusts Nestor. He's with Nestor. He knows what Nestor's deal is, but you're there to protect Nestor.
Nestor's
I like
on
this.
The team.
Fire when ready.
You're far too trusting.
You're far too trusting.
You're far too trusting, Baron.
Dantooine is too remote to make an effective demonstration. But don't worry. We'll deal with your rebel friends soon.
14 against touch AC.
14 hits.
You know what else I was just thinking is Umlo fighting bears. In the bear
oh, yeah, no oh, kidding. Oh,
he knows their weak spots.
Yeah.
Yeah, but does he?
Yeah, he's just like, bears. Does he? I hate bears.
What? Bears so much.
First shot is Skid, 13 think, damage.
Okay.
Do you think he would drop the spear to go with the mithril skillet for old time's sake?
Yeah, I'm sure. Where's I'm my sure he would. Cookware?
Yeah. I'm sure he's feeling nostalgic. I think that's what's driving him.
Second one hits. Ooh, minimum damage. 10 points of damage.
Ooh, pretty good min.
Last one is going to be up close and deadly.
Yeah, there we go.
That is a... Ooh, this is interesting. A 10 against touch AC.
It hits.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. 10 is its touch AC.
Oh, wow.
I knew I should have got total defense.
Okay, so that is...
That's great.
Yeah.
24 points of damage. Oh.
Baron kills the bear.
Yeah! Right through the head. Just, nicely done.
He just steps up.
Okay.
Boom, boom, boom. Kills it. Nestor is released from the grapple.
Yeah.
Willamette, you are down on the ground now. Just the bear's been tripped by Della. What do you do?
I'm going to once again attempt to break the grapple.
Okay.
I trusted my die rolls, though I shouldn't. Fail. Natural 4.
Well, yeah, no, that's not going to do it. Just
rambling around on the ground with this thing.
And it is the bear's turn. Now, the bear's in a weird position. It's prone. It's got its prey. It's here for a meal, but it's obviously under some control, perhaps, of Iwiga.
Just got stabbed twice with a spear, too.
Just got stabbed twice with a spear, so I think it's going to want to stand up.
Release the grapple. and stand up.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Damn it. It's got to release the grapple. Damn it, Joe.
Yes.
It releases the grapple.
I should have held my action.
All right. It releases the grapple and stands up, which will provoke from Lexington.
And nice. Mace.
And you on the ground.
But I'm Umlo. I have no weapon. So, okay.
And Umlo.
And
Umlo. Oh, yeah, and Umlo.
Yeah, Umlo yeah. is threatening it.
Oh, yep, shit. For sure, man.
Okay, so Lexington is going to bite at it. And that is a 19 to hit.
Let me just fix my, because I'm no longer prone, and 19 hits.
This is Lexington. Six points of damage with a bite.
Lexington's first attack. Right?
He's Lexington's first ever attack. Yeah. I don't like to use I can use his bite attack in combat because of cavalier abilities, but I don't want to use it yet. I wanted to just kind of ride him and not put him at risk to be a target.
Right.
But in this case, he's I think just acting on his own.
Right, but now that means Lexington could be in danger of the next claw attack.
Right.
Okay. Sir Will, do you want to punch him?
Yeah, I'll punch him. Miss.
Okay. Umlo gets an attack as well.
28 to hit.
Oh, yep.
11 damage.
Oh, man. You guys have 5 party members now. Yeah. okay. The bear is standing. That's all he can do, right? Release the grapple as a free action. Move action. Oh, no. Move action, stand up. He can do 1 attack. And he is going to bite Lexington. He rolled.
Oh, that was
fuck
wrong.
Was that?
That was just wrong.
And a monkey flew through the
set. That wasn't a bear.
All right, he goes to bite Lexington. Natty 19.
Oh, come on.
Old Lexington. You want to bite me? This is what's going to happen. I mean, it makes sense. If you don't want to use Lexington as a creature that's going to do attacks, he's not going to be the sort of object of a creature's attacks. But Lexington bit him. Animal versus animal. 11 points of damage. And old Lexington. Is he still alive?
He is.
I'll kill that wolf yet. Round 4! Nestor Coy. Newly released. Baron just keeps releasing you from things. Prison, he's, bear's claws.
He's bleeding. Gets up and he's just like, nah, he's a marvelous toy. And he grabs his bow. And so I don't know, like, I have quick draw, but I don't know if this affects, like, me being able to, like, grab my bow and take a full attack.
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
All right. Quick draw doesn't let you pick
but
it.
Yeah, you I'll get take, the definitely one attack.
I'll take one shot at the. At the bear, I'm do a studied target and deadly aim. Fuck, miss. Oh wait, no, 16.
That's a miss now because okay. it was prone and grappled.
Oh, wait. Yeah, no, sorry. Yeah, 16.
Roll a D100.
Oh no. Can't tell you how much I hate this fucking rule.
This is.
All right. Yeah. Fuck your rule.
What did you roll?
Your hat? 90 something.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I was seriously worried about Lexington.
I was worried about myself.
I really do hate that rule. I want to go on record again as saying how much that rule is terrible and detriment to the game and the broadcast.
It does make a.
And my general well-being and state of mind.
Skid and I were talking about it in the car ride over, and it does kind of make us look like
assholes.
Half superheroes, half bungling assholes.
Bumbling. It makes us, we're the Three Stooges of fucking archery.
I call Mo.
It's a 10% chance. I mean, it's very hard
well,
to hit your
fact,
ally.
It's the fact that it kept happening that last
I
time.
Know, I know.
Like, it happened three times or twice?
At least twice.
Twice. Yeah. You hit Della and you hit Will.
Yeah.
By the way, I don't know if I told you this, Skid, but Della has kept Nestor's arrow. She didn't return it.
Oh, right, yeah.
Oh.
I did. I made a note on my hero lab. I have 49 arrows.
She'll give it back in the right way.
Is yeah, I mean, the percentage right is very low. Obviously, that was just bad luck. But you got to think of story-wise, him hitting Della, their relationship is already rocky. It's just, it's fun. It's going to happen once
it's
in a while.
It's amazing. It's awesome.
I just want to see when Baron hits somebody with a bullet. Then it's going to be really intense.
Della really needs to turn that arrow into one of those headbands that looks like you've been shot through the head with an
Steve
arrow.
Martin thing.
Yeah.
Okay, it is Della's turn.
Della's going to run back over to the scimitar as part of the move action, drop the whip and pick up the scimitar.
Okay.
Light it on fire.
Swift.
And magic missile the bear.
Man, did you do two move actions?
You said I could pick up the weapon as part of a move action.
Yeah, but no. The weapon's on the ground. That's
no.
It.
So it's its own
Who said that?
You did.
I did?
Yeah.
No, it's no, a move action.
You draw
a
weapon as part of a move action. Yeah. Right,
yeah. You drew the whip as part of a move right. action.
Okay, so she'll sheath the whip and... Can I sheath the whip then, or is that its own move action?
That's
too?
A move action.
Drop the whip, pick up the scimitar.
Okay, so Del is like, get me my weapon!
And instead of lighting it on fire, she'll spend the keen point to make it shocking and keen.
The keen point.
keen point.
Sking.
The arcane point.
Arcane point.
All of a sudden.
Oh, no.
Shibba-ba-ba-boom.
Where is she?
Oh, Iwiga, 10 feet away from you. And the reason she appears is because she has her hands to the sky, laughing maniacally, as she's calling down a storm of lightning into her hand. And she just goes, and a bolt of lightning shoots a straight line, hits Della, Baron, and Nestor. All of you roll reflex saves.
Oh, shit.
I have energy resistance against electricity. What does that give me?
It's DR against
It's DR against
damage
the other type of damage.
11.
Oh.
31.
28. Fuck off, you green witch.
All right. Della failed. Let's look at the damage. It's going to be half damage for Nestor and Baron. Makes sense. They're a little farther away, and it hit Della and kind of got weak as it got towards the back. Two sixes. 14 points of damage to Della.
Minus five.
Minus five. Seven to Baron and Nestor. Just it just leaves a black streak all across the ground. You see the aspen leaves just part up in the air as the lightning bolt shoots across.
She cast this at the dragonfly.
Yes.
Remember?
Yes, call yep. lightning.
No, I thought it was just like a little shocking. That was like a D4 or something.
Yeah, she does one thing that's like... Call lightning. Call lightning is the spell. She has another thing that's just. That's why she was using her weak stuff.
It's like,
I don't have my powers.
They don't suspect me at all. Ew.
Remember, we were so bad. We're like, she's useless.
Yeah. God, she's terrible. I'm sorry, guys. She doesn't remember her powers. Umlo.
All right, Umlo. He looks at the bear. And so the bear has Willamette?
No, Willamette's released.
All right, so he looks at it. He looks it in the eye, remembering his time in the arena. At the fort, and he looks at and he glowers. He says, "It's time to bear down." 26 to hit.
26 hits.
12 damage.
Okay.
And again, 21 to hit. 10 damage.
All right. So Umlo just the bear is in bad shape. All right, Baron.
I hate Iwiga so much. She's all the way on the other side of the map. I have 20-foot range. I can't get to her, so I am going to move within 20 feet of the bear and fire a mighty blow at its broadside. And he shoots. That is a 16 against touch, so that is a hit for 17 points of damage.
That's on the bear?
Correct.
Yep. Baron steps up, fires. The bear is teetering!
Oh my god, this thing.
And it is Willamette's turn. So, Willamette.
Willamette is going to say, "Lexington, run!" And he's going to, from the ground, reach into his sheath, shing, draw out his longsword, stand up, and provoke from the bear.
All right, the bear goes to claw Willamette on the provoke. You've got a pretty good AC. Let me ask you, does a 21 hit?
Miss.
Ah, yeah. Ding!
Off of Usgroth's armor.
I should have used the claw.
Off of Usgroth's armor.
Yeah.
And then Lexington is going to withdraw.
Okay. Will that provoke? Oh, it doesn't have combat reflexes.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
What was the withdrawal anyway? And just for good measure, I'm going to roll a handle animal on that. 20, so I got it.
Beautiful. It is the bear's turn, and the bear will claw bite on Willamette. First, the bite. 27.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
God, man. Jeez.
14 points of damage on the bite. Claw number one. Natty 19.
Oh, shit.
Natty 19, 10 points of damage. It will attempt the grab, and then if it succeeds on the grab, it's going to claw again at a minus 2. 22 to grab.
Grabbed it.
Ugh. And now, final claw, 22.
That's a miss. Whatever.
Yeah, I looked this up. I didn't realize you can grab on any thing that gives you a free grab for a creature. You can grab and still continue your full round action, but you have the grapple condition, so it's a -2 to attack. But next round, if I try to maintain the grapple, if I maintain the grapple, all I can do is deal damage, move you, or release.
Got it. Yeah.
All right. Round 5!
Oh, man.
This is going to be another 20-rounder. Iwika took some hits early on. She missed a couple of key big spells.
Yeah.
Call lightning hit, but didn't do a lot of damage. What you going to do when that bear is almost ready to fall? Nestor coin.
All right. I'm going to take a 5-foot step to... thanks. I'm going to take a 5-foot step to his left, just so next round he's in a little better position to hit Iwiga, and he's going to fire at the bear with a deadly aim and studied target.
I'm so scared.
22.
Hits.
All right. Ooh. Right, man. Over Baron's head.
Ah, fuck. 11 damage.
Kills the other bear.
Oh, yes.
Right. You might say he slays it.
Get out of here.
He keeps angling for more bottle caps.
Yeah, angling.
I'm just angling to say things that are bottle cap worthy.
Clever and funny.
Smart.
That's a noble goal.
Della, you're up. Speak with your sword.
Challenge accepted. Della's going to step up next to Iwiga and roll with the scimitar.
All right.
Critical threat.
Whoa! Whoa, it was gained. It was gained. What'd you roll on the die?
16 on the die. So that's a 24 to hit.
24. Yep. That's a roll to confirm.
20.
Not confirmed. Max did. Well, it no, wasn't an added 20. So yeah.
Okay. So it's a hit. So that is minimum damage.
Oh.
6 damage.
Della,
oh, no.
Della, you're emotionally... there's a lot going on.
Two ones.
It makes sense.
Two ones.
All right. Is that all you can do?
Move in a standard action.
Yep. All right. Yeah, because you had to move more than 5 feet. So you move, come up, hit. Oh, you felt like you really got her, and like that heart didn't critically...
Did you drop your whip?
I dropped it when I picked up the scimitar.
Oh, okay.
All right. Do we want to cast a spell with Iwiga? Do we want to maybe
God,
do some
I didn't take my second attack.
Claw attacks.
Fucking idiot.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I thought that was it with the bear.
Yeah, I'm an idiot.
Della says, come at me. Come at me. Or you're going to run away again like a coward.
Let's do this. 2 claw attacks. First attack. 34.
Yep.
A couple things.
I remember this from 20 whatever episodes ago. She just can do everything.
Yeah, she can do everything
better
well.
Than everyone.
Yep. 12 points of damage. Roll a fortitude save.
Yeah, it would be so fun to look at a character sheet where every
natural,
number
natural
is.
19.
You son of a gun! Claw attack number 2. Natty 19 almost crit. That is going to be. Only 8 points of damage.
And it was 12 the first time?
Yes. Roll another fortitude save. Miss.
14.
Yeah! I just want one of my spells to hit.
What a jerk.
I just wanted to keep her visible so Nestor could shoot her.
Right, right.
She hits you with this claw, and you remember this feeling because it happened so long ago in the Vault of Thorns.
Yep.
And you just feel... weak from the claw hit, and you lose 4 points of strength.
Jeez,
4 man. Points of strength.
4 points Jesus. Of strength damage.
Wow.
Damage?
Damage.
Not drain.
Yeah, 4 points.
Oh, okay. Boy.
Oh, man. All of this ability damage in this so just, far.
I hate her so much. I hate her.
I was worried Skid would not like this combat at all.
I don't.
Umlo. Take her out, Umlo.
All right. Umlo. I guess he's gonna like turn and like see Iwiga and say, "You, I don't know who you are, but let my friend be." And he charges, however far he can, 40 feet, get close within her.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, you can get there. Yeah, double. Within, you move faster, right? When you.
Yep. Yeah, double your speed.
Yep. Okay.
So he just tries to run her through.
Well, no. Oh, yeah, yeah. Charge okay. Attack. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
23.
It's plus 2 to the
attack.
Yeah,
23 to hit.
That is a hit.
Nice. Yeah.
Beautiful.
10 damage.
Okay. Okay. All right. Barrett.
Well, guys, they said after last week's episode they wanted a little more combat, so let's give it to them. I turn to Sir Will and I say, Will, I'm glad you're back on your feet. This lady's a nasty customer. We gotta stop her before she gets us all.
I love that. This lady's a nasty customer.
And then he nods at him, and then he moves 40 feet towards her so that he can be within up close and deadly range.
Cool.
All right, so Baron getting himself into position. He's got a firearm. He's got to be very careful. Yeah, those bullets are expensive. Sir Will, you told Lexington to leave. Lexington is gone. He's in the next county. You need a new mount.
No, he's not. All right. So now he'll call Lexington back. Lexington will come back to him. He will mount.
Swift mount.
Yep, swift mount. And then he will move up just a little bit, about 10 feet or so.
Do you have to roll to mount him or for your ride check?
That's a free action, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a free action to mount. I can... I mean, I think quick mount is...
Just keeping you honest.
Yeah, I think quick mount is something that you do. Fast mount. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I screwed up before. Yeah, it's only a free action if you pass the check.
That's why
the ride check. Yeah, it's a move action otherwise.
Oh.
So, yeah, my apologies for that. I think that...
what's the DC of, the ride check?
It is 20. DC 20.
Oh, wow.
Christ. Okay.
What's your ride score?
Plus 10.
Oof.
So, comes up, natty 18.
Yeah.
He mounts him for free, and Lexington will continue moving. Basically, I'm just going to get within 30 feet of Della. And I'm going to say, Lexington, she's a nasty customer. We must help our allies. And he's going to channel positive energy.
Oh.
Leaving nice. Iwiga out of it.
Oh no.
Oh, no. So you rolled 2d6, correct?
Yeah.
What
three.
Three
craps
of healing.
Oh man.
Craps. You crapped out, Willamette.
Snake eyes.
I've only done two channels with Willamette so far, and both, I believe, were three.
He's gonna learn.
You wanna borrow my gold-plated Roman dice?
Actually, yes.
Yeah, probably should.
I'll fetch them.
They need a home.
Time. You don't want to ruin that pair of dice.
No.
Don't let Joe touch them.
I think the gold plating will protect them from his influence.
You're going to see their really nickel underneath there as soon as he rubs off all the gold with his rolls.
Yeah, yeah.
Round 6. The bears are dead. It's just Iwiga left. You've been thinking about her. She had to be in the back of your heads at some point. The one that got away. Nestor Coin.
All right, I'm going to do another 5-foot step in the same direction that I did last time. And I got this study target, got the deadly aim on, and it's like...
You actually can't see her from there because of the temple in the way, can he?
No, this is all webbing.
Oh, okay, yeah, great.
Shot.
It's like, he's like, who the fuck is this brood?
22. That's a hit.
Yeah,
there we go.
Jealous, like, Matthew's like, no mess.
19 damage.
19 damage.
And he will fire again. Miss.
So, with study target, it's only a bonus to, like, hit and damage. You don't gain any more, like, weakness insights about them or anything?
No, but I get, like, a plus on sense motives. I get the same bonus on sense motives, perception. Like,
it's just like a ranger's favorite enemy.
Yeah, yeah.
Skid, I hate to do this. I know you're just going to be very upset. I need you to roll a D100.
Oh, fuck. Yep. I got it.
I just Della just goes inches past your head.
By the way, I'm never going to roll a D100. This is my silent protest that I'm talking about loudly right now. I'm never going to roll a D100 unless Troy asks me to do it.
That's fair.
I'll just
start rolling them right here.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm not doing it myself.
All right, it's going to be Della's turn.
She's gonna roll to cast defensively. Natural 17, got it.
Okay.
Frigid touch.
Frigid
spell
touch.
Combat spell strike.
You ice cold, Della.
So this is the attack to deliver the frigid touch.
Okay.
That's gonna be a miss. 12.
12 against regular AC?
Against regular AC.
Miss.
Okay, now she. This is her actual attack.
Okay.
With the scimitar still charged. Critical threat.
Get her done.
21 to confirm.
Not confirm.
Okay. No.
But it still hits. So you take...
Gonna roll spell resistance.
Okay. Ooh, 14.
The spell does no damage.
Oh, no.
Did not pass spell resistance. But you still hit with the scimitar, right? So you do the physical damage.
And the shocking damage. 10 damage.
Well, the shocking is a spell.
No, the shocking was...
Oh, okay.
The one that's in the blade.
It's in the... Yeah.
So 10 damage all together on a Wigga.
Della says, die!
Never seen... You've seen a Wigga before. You've never seen her this hurt. This could be it. It is a Wigga's turn.
She's going to take a 5-foot step away.
5-foot step this way?
Yeah. To give the other guys a clear shot if Wigga doesn't do it.
Iwigga just looks at you. It's like faltering on her legs. She's losing her footing a little bit. She's like, no, you're my daughter. My daughter. My daughter. You are my daughter. Come to me. And she casts a wind wall between you and everybody else.
Oh,
oh my God.
Holy
my
shit.
My daughter, come home to me. Umlo.
Umlo shouts at it, we don't know your backstory, you dumb witch. And he stabs. Possible fumble.
Uh-oh.
21 to hit?
21. And can you stab through a wind wall? Yeah.
Who fucking knows?
Let me just look.
I wonder what a wind wall does.
I think it prevents projectiles.
Arrows and bolts fly upward and miss. Okay. A normal ranged weapon passing through the wall has a 30% miss chance.
Well, it missed anyway, so.
Okay, but not a fumble.
Okay, all right.
Well, I'm asking you, was it a...
It was a 21 to hit.
21 to hit. To confirm.
Umlo. Fumbles. Sticks heart spit into the wind.
Okay, let me see. Melee. Too much stuff. Oh, I've seen this before. You become entangled in your gear until you spend a standard action to free yourself.
He's wearing new armor. He's got a new weapon. He's got a steel hand. Of course he's entangled. Baron.
Baron's going to look at Umlo, and he's going to say, I'll see you on the other side. And he steps directly into the wind wall to stand there if he can. Can he do that and just be right in the middle and have the wind kicking him up?
I think you can walk through it.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
Can I stand right on it, though?
Absolutely.
I want to be right in the middle just so my gun is pointing out.
Your duster is like straight up in the air.
And I'm going
to
say...
So wait, you're getting right up next to her?
Yeah.
So like
so I can shoot her. I mean, that's the easiest way. I'm gonna take three shots at her.
You're gonna provoke.
I'm gonna provoke each time. Okay. I'm a gunslinger. This is a daring act.
This
is officially a daring deed.
Nice.
All right, attack number one.
Up close and deadly.
Nice.
That is a 27 against touch AC.
Is it a hit?
Let's not do the math on those.
Here comes.
Just say
let her provoke here, and she 21 to hit.
That is a hit.
She hits you for 7 points of damage. Roll a fortitude save.
I passed the fortitude save.
God, it would have been 7 points of strength damage.
Oh
my God.
And for my damage to her.
Nice.
19 points of damage.
She's sitting there like barely standing, blood pouring out of her, and you see in her eyes, Della, she doesn't know who you are. She's caught up in her own backstory. She's caught up in the backstory that she was portraying as your mother. My baby, my child. And all of a sudden, you see out of the corner of your eye, Baron steps into the wind. His hat flies off a mile away. His duster flies up in the air, and he just, boom, and kills. He wins.
Oh, man. She goes down.
Shoots her right in the head.
Oh, man.
And you just, I mean, for a moment, Della, you feel unfathomably sad. As you see her brains just explode out the back of her head.
Oh, once Della heard that, that changed her whole perspective. If it got around to her, she was going to do something. She wasn't going to attack her.
Oh, wow.
Baron places his hand on Della's shoulder, reaches up kind of high.
The wind slowly comes down.
And says, have you seen my hat? No, he says. he says, Della,
justice has been served.
Della says, I fear not for all.
That's a rough one to come back from. I fear not as well, but we got to keep moving. What do you want to do with her body?
Search it, search it, search it.
So Iwig is laying there, blood pouring out of her head. You start rifling through her possessions. You find a rod, which you know she has cast spells from. You find a wand. A ring that's emanating magic. Armor that's emanating magic. And something that none of you would know about. You find a pair of faded leather baby shoes.
Oh, fuck me.
And a wooden toy rattle.
Oh, God.
That's so sad.
Oh, my God.
There's literally like nothing we could roll to like deduce that with the story at all, right?
That's just the tragedy of Iwiga. So, yeah, that's the tragedy.
Well, you would probably get. Of course.
Well, when she's called me my
yeah,
daughter.
I mean, you'd see in her eyes, and something. Then see, you'd be able to put the pieces together easily.
Yeah, you can see that this woman, and you would know from your bardic knowledge that hags don't just, they're not just born hags. Like, right. Something happened to this woman to turn her in to a hag, and maybe she thought you were her daughter. Maybe her daughter was taken from her. A baby's rattle and a pair of faded leather shoes.
Della drops down and like cradles Iwiga's dead body.
It's very sad.
Jeez. And spellcrafts the stuff.
I knew that was
and so Nestor is like bleeding and like kind of like staggers like up, and it's just like, sorry, if you're done comforting the dead witch, could somebody please cure my injuries?
So it's like, right over here, Nestor.
Della gets up and just like pushes her right past and whips out the demon's blood and just like sticks it straight on your forehead.
Oh! Here's your cure.
Touch attack.
you get 10 points back.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
Infernal healing. I see that like blood drop right down Nestor's nose.
Yeah.
These infernal uses,
yes,
not necessary.
Yeah, you don't make any friends with Williman using demon's blood.
I know.
I will heal you. I'll show you the power of good.
It's been so successful.
10 points of heal.
All right.
Very interesting.
On a channel? You know
what, was that channel?
Lay on hands.
Oh, okay, nice.
Joe, awesome. That was the power of great.
There you go.
We're having fun.
Spellcraft. 22.
Plus one, leather armor. Ring of protection plus one.
Ooh.
Nice.
I'll wear
not
that.
Not a bad haul.
I'll wear that leather armor if no one else wants it.
Sure.
Plus one leather armor. Yeah, that's probably better than what you have. And then roll another one on the rod and the wand.
26.
Oh, yeah, that'll do. It is a wand of Summon Nature's Ally 3 with two charges left. Not a great haul.
You know what? That is exactly the same as the dwarven studded leather armor I have, so we can sell that.
Oh, nice.
And the rod is a rod of extend magic.
Ooh.
Lesser.
Mm.
So that's what she used to cast heat metal on Galabras back in the day.
So you can use it on any spell that you have and add the extend metamagic feat?
I believe so, yeah.
And it would jump up a spell slot.
Wow. Holy shit.
You got to be able to... I think you need the spell on your... on your casting list and whatnot.
Sure.
You know what that would be great for? Infernal healing.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
2 minutes. You get 20 points of healing.
That's great.
That's a good call.
Yeah, man.
But, you know, he's not going to use that. I'm just going to write to my left.
Yep, not me.
Won't
be necessary.
But yeah, a rod of extent. Metamagic lesser. Because I remember back in the Iwiga fight, Skid was so furious. He's like, what, does this just go on forever?
Yeah,
like,
no, it did. It just kept
13 rounds.
It just kept 13 going. Rounds.
It's extended to 13.
That might as well be forever.
I did. I remember like listening back, and I was just like, I should have grappled her.
Yeah.
Like,
with
the burning armor, like I should have just given a big bear hug and tell her, turn it off! Turn it off!
That would have been amazing.
Yeah.
I was really hoping we could she could have laid out some more fun stuff on you guys.
It's not the biggest tragedy as far as I'm concerned.
I'm fine with it. The thing she was going to do to Della on that first attack was going to be so horrifyingly bad.
What was it? Pull back the curtain.
I might use it on another enemy sometime.
So start the fear now.
Right.
Well, it was going to be, I'll just tell you, it was a fungal infestation.
Oh, oh, gross.
You coat the target in necrotic fungus that makes its flesh soft and fragile. Toadstools, ringworm, and other disgusting fungal growths sprout from its skin. You think Shaylin is going to find Della so beautiful if she's got ringworm?
Yeah.
The target takes 1d3 points of charisma damage, and any physical attack against the target, you take another 1d6 points of bleed every time you're hit by a physical attack. Because as it's hitting you, it's hitting the fungus, and the fungus is just... and you take bleed damage every time you're attacked.
Is that a spell? What is that?
It's a third level druid spell.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
And then, of course, she can heat metal for two people, so she was going to try to burn Willamette and Umlo alive.
Oh, my goodness.
But, didn't work out.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Next time.
I feel bad for you.
Yeah.
So, you guys... you finish this encounter. It's an emotional moment, obviously. You thought you were just, all right, finally, we finished the tomb. We're safe. Della, I mean, this has to be a lot for you. To have it just like that momentary, and then have it immediately pulled out under your feet.
And then to flip back again to find the sympathy for her, and that she was clearly deranged and hallucinatory.
So sad. Do you keep the rattle in the shoes?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So... you guys.
It's just not only is it sad, it's just like, it's so pathetic that it's just unfathomably depressing.
And you know, I mean, that this, she was not the path she chose for herself. Right. Yeah, it is tragic. I mean, it's like, this is, as horrible as she was, there was probably someone good there that has turned.
Yeah, her methods were altruistic. She wanted to have a baby. She was barren, and she went to the witches and promised them her firstborn daughter or something if they would grant her the ability to get pregnant.
That was, you told that story in the first Cannon Fodder, I think?
It might have been the first Cannon Fodder.
It was the first or second one.
And so they did that, and then when they came for the baby, she said, no, don't take my baby. Take me instead.
Right.
So she sacrificed herself to save her baby's life, but in turn, she became part of the coven. And then her coven died on top of that. And then she went.
Actually, well,
so sad.
She would have fought Umlo. He might not know it, but she would have fought Umlo in that first battle.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
She 100% knew who Umlo was. Yeah.
Right. I forgot that fought them before, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You would say,
I don't know who you are. I've got a very bad short-term memory. Who are you people?
He was crazy at the time, though. He was... they had driven him insane. Anyways, you guys... you look at the map and you see that from here, if you just keep continuing southeast or so, you're about 40 miles away from where they say Minderhall's Valley is. You got to figure, you got four horses between you and one wolf. Anyways, you got to figure you're probably moving about 18 miles a day, give or take, as long as the terrain stays the way it is. So you're a few days away from where this alleged Minderhall's Valley is. You guys make your way in that direction, I'm assuming.
We need to heal this ability.
Yeah, we're...
Yeah,
okay.
So we can do that all off air. You know, you guys camp for the night. You heal up. You're going to get your, some of that ability damage back and everything. And you can see that on the map, there's a settlement that Tom Exposition mentioned, Shinneman's Fortune. You're not far away from that. It's kind of along the way. So you could, if you don't mind taking a stop, you could stop in town, maybe buy some things, maybe sell some things, depending on what this town is. It's a little bit out of the way, but it's pretty much on the way to Minderhall's Valley. So on the next day, you just... do you guys think you want to go there, or do you want to just...
Yeah, absolutely,
keep
going? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I know Nestor's hurt. I lost 4 strength.
I'm still down 3 con, 2 charisma.
I'll heal 1 con and 1 strength, but still that's...
Yeah, none of my... All my stuff is drained,
so... Yeah, there's been so much ability damage in this book.
Yeah.
You said it would take 2 days to get to this town, right? Or 1? One was it?
So you guys camped there?
3.
It's going to take you about 3 days to get to Minderhall's Valley, but you can get to the town.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You can get to the town of Shinneman's Fortune the next day if you want to. Okay. It's a little bit out of the way.
One night's rest.
Yeah, so you get 1 night's rest. We'll work on that off air. But you start heading in that direction, and you see a small stream just flowing out of the southeast, and there's a good footpath next to the stream. You're like, great, we might be able to make better time if we stick along the stream, and it seems to be heading in the same direction as the town. After a few hours, you hear something in the distance. You hear and the soft sound of an infant crying. You look in the distance and see a cottage bombarded by boulders.
Oh, oh no.
See you next week.
Giants!
Oh no! Oh.